V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. In the mid-80s, Stephen Patrick Morrissey, better known as Moz, dominated the British rock charts. Known for his melancholy as much as for his music, Morrissey's songs had predominantly depressive themes. They dwelled on fractured relationships, lonely nightclubs, and the hopeless weight of the past. In short, Morrissey was a singer who lived a cheerless life in a minor key. How different from the life Jesus called his followers to live. On three different occasions, he encouraged his disciples to be of good cheer. Bible teacher Philip DeCourcy calls them the three cheers of the New Testament. The first reason to be cheerful is because your sins are forgiven and forgotten in Christ. Because of Calvary, your faults and failings will never be used in judgment against you. The second reason to be cheerful is because we're not fighting for victory, but from the vantage point of victory. John 16:33 tells us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And the third reason to cheer is because Jesus will be with you no matter what life throws at you or who comes against you. Like the terrified disciples on board the storm-tossed boat, he will be there when you need him. You have his word on it. As we see in Matthew 14, verse 26 and 27, they were troubled, but immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peace isn't the absence of storms. It's knowing that Christ is with us, and nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine. Subscribe today at v180.org.au. V180.